USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The death toll from flooding across parts of western Germany and Belgium rose around 100 Friday as the search continues for hundreds of people still unaccounted for. Rescuers are scrambling to find survivors and rescue people trapped in houses at risk of collapse. Chancellor Angela Merkel expressed her sorrow over the loss of life during a news conference at the White House late Thursday, saying the full extent of the tragedy will only be seen in the coming days. End quote. Los Angeles County in California will require masks to be worn indoors, even by those vaccinated against the coronavirus. The University of California Higher Education System also said Thursday that students, faculty, and staff must be inoculated against COVID-19 to return to campus. Xiaomi is now the second largest smartphone vendor based on worldwide shipments in the second quarter of 2021. The Chinese company captured 17% of the global market share, just behind Samsung's 19%, but ahead of Apple's 14%. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spring Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete!
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
NASCAR driver Kyle Larson is eager to get back to New Hampshire Motor Speedway this weekend after missing the race last year.
I've always enjoyed going to Loudoun. I mean, it's not been one of my favorite tracks, my best tracks, but it kind of reminds me of a longer, bigger IRP, the way you race it and stuff. And I think the PJ1 application there is really good. At least when I ran there, usually by the last couple runs of the race, it's finally started to wear out, and you know the lanes are adjusting, and you got to keep up with that. So it's definitely a tough place, though, and you know the Gibbs guys have been very good there for a long time. But you know, hopefully we've learned a lot on our short track stuff to go there and be strong.
Arizona health officials say there is definitely an uptick in COVID-19 cases across the state, likely due to the highly contagious Delta variant. As of Monday, Arizona had recorded over 3,500 breakthrough cases out of more than 3.2 million fully vaccinated people. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Biden's push for a big new infrastructure plan at the cost of $3.5 trillion is just the beginning. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said, you add that to the $600 billion in a bipartisan plan, you get $4.1 trillion, which is very, very close to what President Biden has asked us for. End quote. West Virginia Attorney General Republican Patrick Morrisey on Fox News says this plan would devastate workers in his state and surrounding areas.
This new so-called clean electricity standard, that if that goes into effect, that will devastate the West Virginia economy. We'll go into free fall because we still rely on coal for 90% of our electricity or power needs and natural gas. And the whole goal behind this big bill and the Biden climate agenda is literally to wipe out the use of those fossil fuels. So if he votes for this, this would be catastrophic for a state. So I'm rooting him on. I'm hopeful that he'll do the right thing. You may remember back in 2010 when Senator Manchin first ran, he shot the rifle through the cap and trade bill. What we're talking about here is the cap and trade bill on steroids. This goes so much further than the Obama Clean Power Plan, and it's going to devastate West Virginia. It's going to hurt Pennsylvania, Ohio, Appalachia. Working class America will pay a very heavy price, and working families are going to pay a lot more through the power grid. Price through the roof.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.